Hi, everyone. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. And we are so happy that you're joining us today for our education article, where we're going to visit a very interesting college in California and see what they're doing to draw more women to study computer science there. And I have two interesting guests with me in our studio today.
Hello, everyone. This is Carolyn.
And?
Hi, everyone. It's Albert.
And I'm Linda. And we're all very happy to discuss this subject with you. What do you think? Well, first of all, it's about computer science, Carolyn. Are you interested in computer science at all?
Not particularly. I'm interested in computers.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Not quite.
How about you, Albert?
I feel like if I was born a few years later, I would have chosen computer science as my major in college. It seems like...
Really?
Yeah,
why?
It seems like a very like lucrative field in terms of it's high in demand. A lot of things that we use in our lives, namely like smartphones and gadgets and whatnot, are related to computer science.
That's true. Okay, well, we are going to take a look at very specifically one college that is part of a group of colleges in California, a group of liberal arts colleges, and see what they're doing kind of to try to reverse the trend of men dominating this field and what they're doing to get women more and more interested. They'd have to do a lot to get me interested, I do have to say. But I agree that it's a very trendy field to be in now, and it doesn't seem that it's going to be abating anytime soon. So if you have your magazine with you, why don't you open it to page 36 or find it on your digital device and read along with us. We are going to read the left-hand column starting on page 36.
Making computer science more attractive to women. With female students in mind, Harvey Mudd College revamped its computer science program. Veronica Rivera signed up for the Introduction to Computer Science class at Harvey Mudd College mostly because she had no choice. It was mandatory. Programming was intimidating and not for her, she thought. But to her surprise, she found the class fascinating. When that class ended, she signed up for the next level, then another, and eventually declared a joint major of computer science and math. Cheering her on were professors who had set out to show her that women belong in computer science just as much as men do. It's a message that goes unheard at many universities. Nationwide, according to the Computing Research Association, CRA, more than 84% of undergraduates who major in computer science are men. Not so at Harvey Mudd, where more than half, 55%, of the latest class of computer science graduates were women, compared with roughly 10% a decade ago. Programming is so popular now that its professors are campus celebrities, and incoming freshmen are excited for classes before ever setting foot on campus.
So we see that we are visiting Harvey Mudd College. And this is part of kind of a group of colleges in California called the Claremont Colleges. And also it is known to be an engineering, science, and math college. So, of course, I think it makes sense that computer science, when I read this, I was like, computer science is required when you're a freshman? I mean, that's kind of odd. But after I read what kind of college this was and found out more about it, it makes sense. This college has about 800 students, a little over 800 students, so it's a small student body. I think it's kind of a specialized kind of school.
That's what it sounds like. I think a lot of the Claremont schools in that group are all very small. They all have very specialized things that they focus on, and that's kind of the way they work.
Right, and maybe our listeners have heard of Pomona or Scripps. They're also part of this conglomerate, I guess we could say. I personally haven't heard of Harvey Mudd before, but some of the other ones I'm much more familiar with. And we see that Harvey Mudd College has kept female students in mind. You know, they've thought about their female students, and because of them, they have revamped their computer science program. And if you're going to revamp something, what are you going to do?
You're going to give it like a new structure, a new format to revamp a house or to revamp a program.
Right. So they've changed it quite a bit, and the article is going to talk about what they did. It might even kind of sound kind of interesting to me.
Wow, they really revamped it then.
I know, and I was like, they did that? Wow. So we're going to take a look at one person in particular, an example of a woman that went there, Veronica Riviera, and she signed up for the introduction class, an introductory computer science class, because basically it was mandatory.
Yes, and if it's mandatory, that means that you must do it. You must attend a mandatory function, and you must sign up for a mandatory class. You don't have a choice.
Right, and that's okay, but why didn't she really want to?
Well, in her view, and I feel like in many the views of many women, programming, the field, and just the skill itself, it's like it sounds and feels intimidating.
Okay, well, what's that mean, intimidating?
When something's intimidating, it's something that's overwhelming, and it's like it makes you feel a little bit scared by it.
Okay, anything intimidate you, Carolyn?
Well, I think for a lot of people, and myself included, traveling for the first time can be very intimidating when you travel by yourself, especially if it's international travel.
Ooh.
And you're maybe younger. So, yeah, there are a lot of things that are intimidating, usually something that you don't fully understand or something that you do for the first time will be intimidating.
How about you, Albert?
Nothing. You will not know, you will not know my secrets or weaknesses.
Okay, that's good to know that nothing intimidates you. But actually, in the end, she found it wasn't really intimidating. She found it fascinating, which is quite the opposite, actually, of her original fears. And then at the end of the class, at the first semester, she signed up for another one.
Yeah, this is so interesting. So she thought it was so fascinating, so interesting and enjoyable that she signed up for the next level. And then another. So she kept taking more and more of these computer science program classes, and she ended up declaring a joint major.
Right. I thought it was kind of interesting they said a joint major. Usually you'll hear double major.
Yes.
That's the more common term that I've always heard. And so she had a double major in science and math. Okay, that's already intimidating. Computer science and math. And we see here that cheering her on, if somebody cheers you on, what do they do, Albert?
They're supporting you. They're telling you, go for it.
Okay. So her professors, of course, they would.
Mm-hmm.
They cheered her on because they had set out to show her that women really do belong in these computer classes just as much as men do.
Right. I can see how, programming or any field can be intimidating for one person of a gender. Like nurses, I feel like the nursing field, we have this perception where it's dominated by women. I feel like men are a little bit uneasy with getting into that field.
Okay. I wonder if men are intimidated by it, though. I don't. It is a female-dominated profession, that's for sure.
Mm. Yeah, there are a lot of professions that are dominated by one, either female or male, but that doesn't mean that you should feel like because you are not part of the majority that you should be excluded from that occupation.
Right, except for me. Okay, we see that they wanted her to realize that women belong in computer science just as much as men do. And I think the next paragraph is pretty interesting. It says that this is not heard. It goes unheard at many universities. So at a lot of universities, they're not actually saying that at all. And we see that nationwide, all over the United States, there's an organization, Computing Research Association, CRA, that has reported after research that more than 84% of undergraduates who major in computer science are not women. They are men.
Yes.
That's like unbelievably high.
That is an extremely high percentage, 84%. But from my own personal experience when I was in college, the majority of people in the computer science department were men.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually, they still are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a problematic thing that we have going on. I mean, like, earlier this year, we've been hearing about all these soft Silicon Valley companies with having problems with discrimination against women, and just because that field is entirely, and the workforce and the offices are just dominated by men and the work culture that's set by men.
Right. And I think Harvey Mudd maybe will help change this trend. It says that there, more than half, actually 55% of their latest class of computer science graduates were women. And this article is written in 2017, this year. So we see that, you know, things are really changing. And that is quite different than 10 years ago or a decade ago. And in fact, it says that programming is so popular now that its professors are campus celebrities. That's pretty interesting, I think. That means what? If you're a campus celebrity, everybody knows who you are.
Yeah, all the students know you. And, well, part of that might be because it's a very small school, mm-hmm. right, under 1,000 students. And everyone has to take the introductory class.
Right. But I think this is pretty interesting. It says that incoming freshmen, so they haven't even started school yet, and it says before they even ever set foot on campus, so before they've even entered the campus, they know about them, and they are excited for these classes. Have
right.
you ever been excited for a class?
I can't recall, but if I was going to Harvey Mudd College, I would probably be excited. You know, we have, like, movies based on, like, software founders like Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg, and it's like, you know, programming and computer science is the thing now. It's a trend.
Right. Well, it is kind of interesting that women still make up less than one-fifth of tech employees at Google.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this will help change that trend. And also they have affected other schools. It says that the University of California, Riverside, and also Northwestern University are trying to, you know, appeal more to women students in this field.
Yeah, I think that is how we'll make a greater impact on who the tech companies are hiring, right? If there aren't qualified women who can do those jobs, then of course there are going to be more men at those companies.
Right. And this is one of those traditional, you know, traditional fields for men, I guess, that we're looking at. Okay, well, let's continue with our reading. We are now going to read the right-hand column on page 36. So if you have your magazine, just read along with us.
Changing adverse stereotypes. The school's breakthrough came when the department's professors realized that in order to change computer science's reputation, they had to change how it was taught. Computing has an image problem, and the faculty just have their work cut out for them, said Jane Stout, director of CRA's Center for Evaluating the Research Pipeline. They've got to market it. They've got to sell it. They've got to change all the negative stereotypes. At Harvey Mudd, the professors made the quizzes more fun and created homework assignments designed to bring groups of students together to solve problems. It no longer felt like an intimidating subject, said Rivera. It felt like something that I could learn, that I could really do, even though I hadn't done any of it in the past.
So we're looking at changing adverse stereotypes. So, Albert, if something is adverse, what is it? What does that mean?
It means it has a harmful or negative effect on something. So if you were to take medication and you were able to pair it with something else, it might give you an adverse effect.
Okay. So it's really the opposite of what you really wanted to happen. And we have this word stereotype, which we've probably heard before, but what are we talking about here?
Well, a stereotype is an idea that you have before actually looking at something fully. You already have a preconceived, we would say maybe a preconceived notion, an idea that you've already thought before of what something is. So maybe you have a stereotype toward women that they aren't good at science, right? Mm-hmm. That's the adverse stereotype here. It's a negative stereotype. But stereotypes can also be positive.
True.
So
that is true.
There can be good ones, like men are very strong and therefore should do more physical things. Like that can be a good stereotype because, okay, physical strength is important.
But do you mean positive, like it's a good, it's a compliment? Or is it, it's a positive stereotype, but all stereotypes are bad, right?
Perhaps the opposite stereotype applies to men in computer science, where there's a preconceived notion, a positive stereotype that men are good at computer science.
Oh, okay. I'm just having a hard time with the word positive, because I feel like all stereotypes, let's say all men are strong, there's this double standard where, like, if a man isn't strong, then, you know, people would hold it against him.
Mm-hmm. If you don't match that stereotype. Yeah,
even
that's
though it's
true.
Positive yeah. in the sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, when we use this word,
stereotype is not a good thing.
Right. Yeah. Actually, I think it was pretty interesting. I was reading a couple of articles a while back, and it seems that girls in school are educated not to be scientifically or mathematically inclined. Mm. They start favoring boys at a certain time, at a certain age. I can't remember. It's fairly early, like 8 or 10 years old, and encouraging them in these fields, not girls. But
right.
But before that, girls are very strong in math.
Right. I mean, there's a lot to unpack here with gender stereotypes. I mean, for little kids, young kids, you know, we have toys. Like for girls, we would have something that's like baking or something. And for guys, you have like build sets like Legos or Kinects, which is like metal pieces that you connect, like engineering types of jobs or skills or level of commitment that's required. So like from really onset, early age, you have parents gravitating towards, oh, these toys are for boys, these toys are for girls, and it kind of just gears, you know, women and men towards different kind of fields.
I gave my daughter a car when she was one. Not a real one. A toy car.
A real car.
So she's a race car
driver?
Next
to her doll.
That is her doll.
Yeah, the doll rode in the car. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, we see that the school's breakthrough came when finally, it sounds like, the professors in this department knew that they had to change the reputation of that department. So they also had to change how they taught the course.
Yeah, and I think that's really, really important because there are so many classes that I've taken throughout my lifetime that if the course material was not presented in an interesting way, I did not enjoy the class.
Right.
It was just really boring, really dry. But then maybe later on, I would read a book on the same exact subject, but the writer presented it in a different way, or because I was reading it myself and not in a class, it was so much more interesting, so much more enjoyable. And so the way things are taught is really, really important.
I sometimes felt that some of the books that I read, the textbook actually for some of my classes, were much more interesting than the class itself.
Mm.
And some of this material is that we have to learn is kind of dry. That's how we say it in English. It's kind of a dry topic, but it kind of seems to be in the approach. And one of the things that Veronica Riviera actually did in her class that made it so interesting was she learned how to program a computer to play like Connect Four, which is a game. Or she also wrote some program algorithms that could recognize Shakespeare and make new sentence patterns and text around them.
Oh, neat.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, they really did kind of change things up, so to speak. We see that in our next paragraph here, it says that, and I think this is true, that computing has an image problem. Do you agree with that, Albert?
Yeah, it does have an image problem. It's the way it's perceived, it's usually for like, unsociable men who are quote-unquote nerdy and they don't like to work well with others. You know, they're a type of guys that dominate this field. And so it's a negative stereotype.
Right. So the faculty at Harvey Mudd realize that they have their work cut out for them. This is a great phrase that you can use in a lot of different situations. If you have your work cut out for you, it means that you have something very difficult to do.
Yeah, so you're going to have to work very hard to do it.
Right, and you don't just have to. This is not just for computer science. This is for a lot of different areas of our lives. Something that you're maybe not familiar with, that you want to learn about, that is considered a little challenging, we have this phrase, you really have your work cut out for you. Maybe you want to design a new program in your school, not even in your school, like at a club that you belong to, or you're designing a new project or a new something that you want to sell, a new product line. You know, you really have your work cut out for you if you're trying to do something like that. Okay, so we see that this is from Jane Stout, and she's the director of the CRA that we mentioned earlier, the Computing Research Association. And then she said they have another challenge here, and what is it, Albert?
Getting the word out. Mm-hmm. You know, they got to market it. You know, yeah. You got to tell people, like, hey, this is the field for you. It works for you. It works for both men and women. You know, they got to change all the negative stereotypes.
Right, and how do you think they did that?
Well, I don't think it was easy at first, right? They need to assess a lot of information, but in our next paragraph, we see that the professors made the quizzes more fun, and they created homework assignments that were designed to be more enjoyable, where students are working together and not just tediously working on very boring, boring things.
You know what I think is interesting about this is they're talking about the students, like this student being intimidated by this. But this is an engineering, science, and math college, you know, already. So these are students that are already, you know, somewhat interested in the sciences, and they're intimidated by a computer science class. So it made me wonder why were they going to this school?
Hmm.
You know, because it's kind of a specialized school.
Mm-hmm.
We see that, right, I think that created homework assignments designed to bring groups of students together to solve problems. You know, I always felt when I was in school, I found that much more helpful than if you have to do something on your own. If you're working on a project, you have to design something or solve something together. Have you ever found that?
I feel like I do prefer group work. I know a lot of male students prefer, like, going at it alone. So maybe this was one of the things that they needed to address with the image problem, which is a lot of the coursework were designed by male professors, and they were coming from a mindset of a guy. And so it was not appealing because, you know, sometimes groups of people have a different way of approaching or working together. But another way I feel like they've definitely made a way to, like, address the image problem was making it mandatory. And this way it got the word out, like, hey, you know, this is actually programming is something that's not intimidating, and it's something that everyone can learn.
Okay. You know, you have to be careful. There is a guy that actually was a computer science professor here, and he was in charge of the curriculum design, our redesign program, and he says that there is a shortage of raw talent in this field. And there are six-figure salaries, which Albert said was appealing to him when he said these mm-hmm. are lucrative positions in this field. Some companies are offering six-figure salaries with benefits to even 22-year-olds. And young women that are not in this field, they can't be a part of that economy because they don't have this kind of background. So it's good for women also to change the image of being intimidated by computer science.
And it is intimidating. I think of myself as an example. I would not want to go into computer science because I find math intimidating, and that is something that is really important when you're doing computer science. You need to be able to work through problems. But if I'm working through it in a group, that might be less intimidating. So I think that this redesign is really helpful.
I also think that, you know, we need diversity in this field, gender diversity in this field, because, you know, computer science is a part of, an integral part of all of our lives, you know, no matter what we think. It really has infiltrated everything that we do, and so we really need to start looking to women.
Right, and I like, there's two things I want to mention. It's just like, one thing with intimidation, I feel like, you know, we are intimidated when we feel uncomfortable with something in terms of how well we know the subject, right? So I feel like from a young age, if you're able to be comfortable with math and you're introduced to math, I feel like you would be geared towards being not intimidated by computer science or a math as a major. And regarding like diversity, when I was younger, I always thought like, oh, why does it matter if there's diversity or not? It should just be based on qualifications, like Carolyn mentioned earlier, right? Maybe I should say that for tomorrow.
Okay, well, yeah. Why don't you save that for tomorrow, and you can all come back and join us as we continue our discussion on making computer science more attractive to women. We hope to see you then. Bye,
bye
for now.
Bye-bye.